I just want to tell you all how happy I am to be back in the studio, making a picture again.
It was a bilious piece of dirt that made me cry out in pain.
Did you say it was a brilliant piece of work and you'll fly me out to Spain?
I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it.
And now it's time for another brilliant piece of work from Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Welcome.
Happy Friday, John.
Happy Movie Friday. And we've got two amazing questions. Number one, does a little ant work as a superhero, or is it more like Honey, I Shrunk the Marvel Comics? Here's a clip from Ant-Man that's out this weekend.
You need to be skillful, agile, and above all, you need to be fast. You should be able to shrink and grow on a dime, so your size always suits your needs. Now dive through the keyhole, Scott. You charge big, you dive small, then you emerge big.
Ow! Michael Douglas talking to an itty-bitty Paul Rudd. Kristen, how does this work?
Yes, he's playing Dr. Pym, and he recruits Paul Rudd to be this new superhero to fight some bad guys who've got their hands on very similar technologies to his. And, you know, I went into this thinking, what fun is it going to be watching someone who's half an inch tall fight through a movie?
I was very skeptical of the comic books when this came out. Yeah.
But I have to say, watching the fight scenes of growing and shrinking and growing and shrinking as they're punching, as they're running, as they're in a giant world, in a tiny world, it's so much fun to watch. And unlike a lot of other superhero movies lately, I think that they actually spent some time on the character development and the comedy. So I was very surprised, but I loved Ant-Man. Just loved it.
Kristen loves Ant-Man. Ant-Man, what does Ant-Man do? Fight picnics?
Well, he can control other ants as well. He's got ant telekinesis. Those are among his powers.
Nice.
I have to agree with Kristen. I think what works in this film is the sense of humor. Paul Rudd and Adam McKay co-wrote the script with some other screenwriters. You can see the humor. You can see some of the improv in here. I think it all works. I think the little tiny, tiny action sequences are very fun, very clever. They kind of make fun of the whole overblown Marvel style. And I also think this would be one of the better kids movies, one of the better Marvel kids movies as well. Thomas the Tank Engine makes a nice cameo in this film.
No kidding.
Yes, he does.
So it doesn't take itself too seriously, which is kind of the spirit of Marvel. I mean, they joke. I mean, they're serious, but they joke.
They do. But I think this one is a little bit more self-aware and a little bit more self-mocking even than something like, say, Iron Man. It's a lot of fun. They take a little dig at Iron Man in this movie, actually. I really enjoyed it as well.
All right, two raves on Ant-Man, but the main event here is Trainwreck.
I think you're so great, and from now on, we need to just keep it professional.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we really like each other, and we should start dating.
I'm confused. Am I not communicating this right? Like,
No, I hear you. I'm just saying I disagree. Do you like me?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I really like you.
Answering the question, can Amy Schumer sustain something longer than a 9-minute sketch? What do you think?
Oh, hands down, the answer is yes. Amy Schumer is fantastic in this. As a matter of fact, I actually wish she got a little bit more screen time in this. If there's any problem in this movie, I think sometimes the side characters actually go off on shticks that last a little bit too long, and it would have been more fun to focus on her romance with Bill Hader, which is delightful, hilarious, and even brought me to tears. I was sobbing during the last 10 minutes of this film.
Wow, so you loved it.
I loved Trainwreck.
The New Yorker said Trainwreck had a chance to be edgy and blew it by being sentimental in the end. What do you think, Rafer?
I'm going to agree. I think Trainwreck, when I heard the premise of this, I thought, well, this is really Amy Schumer's chance to, like, eviscerate or tear down or reinvent the romantic comedy. She does not do that. This feels like a very typical romantic comedy. It has all the hallmarks of a romantic comedy. It's a little sloppy. It's a little too long. There are too many characters, as Kristen said, and I did not buy the chemistry between her and Bill Hader. I think they've got zero chemistry on screen, which is strange because Bill Hader's very funny. I just didn't think this film was nearly as daring or different as it could have been.
Maybe not a good date movie. On the podcast this weekend,
we're talking to the director of the new documentary, Do I Sound Gay?, which is all about the
fantastic
gay accent, if you will.
Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too, John.
You too, John.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.